Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So people have been asking Dr. Fauci or asking other physicians and other experts, look, you've been vaccinated. Are you outside? What are you doing? And they have to be very careful. I mean, look at what happened with Ted Cruz. If we caught Dr. Fauci, let's say, enjoying life, right, which, by the way, he deserves a break, right? We saw him going to a movie theater. We saw him going to a restaurant. People would have a cow. Look what happened. He was at that game, and I guess his mask fell. So these people get vilified. So Dr. Fauci has told people that, look, he'll still order takeout. Despite him being vaccinated, he's not going to restaurants and he's ordering takeout. And we've known that he's ordered takeout and tried to support local businesses. But I keep hearing people say, I'm supporting local businesses because I'm ordering takeout, which is nice. And we want you to help support local business. We think that's very, very cool. And I'm not telling you to go out to eat, you know, and get exposed to others because people aren't wearing their masks at the table. But I just kind of wanted to give you guys a little insight of how these restaurants are really, really hurting, and hope that the ordering takeout changes as quickly as possible to you can eat in, because we might think that we're supporting local business with ordering takeout, and I don't think the restaurants are taking losses per se, but they're not really making money when they do takeout. I mean, it's better than them being closed down, but we think that we're supporting local business and everybody's going to be fine. I don't think you guys get the whole restaurant business. I mean, I worked in restaurants. I hosted. I waited tables. And when it comes to restaurants, the food is part of it. The food isn't where they make a lot of money. They make money on the drinks. That $4.50 glass soft drink, which, by the way, I think is ridiculous. They make money on the alcohol. They make money on, well, the servers make money on the tip. Now, I still tip good when we do takeout, but it's not like if you were there. You know, I'll maybe give a 25, 30% tip sometimes. But when it's takeout, I'll just do the 15% or the 20% or whatever. And it's less money because I didn't order drinks. I didn't order alcohol. They couldn't do the suggestive sell. You know, in a restaurant, when you serve a restaurant, I worked at a rib place, Tony Roma's. The plating, there's an art to the plating with the ribs and the garnish and all that. You can't reproduce that with a takeout. So with restaurants, they really sell the experience, whether it's the carpet, whether it's the walls, the booths, the server, the bussers, the whole ambiance of restaurants. You know, even diner. I love diners. Diners, to me, are some of the coolest ambiance because it's, you know, you need something, here it is quick. I like getting things served pretty quickly. Yeah, some of the nicer restaurants where you gotta get to sit back and, you know, like Michael's, and those are nice, and, you know, but I really love diners just because that's kind of my, you know, and you hear the waitress scream, order flapjacks, you know, I just kind of like that. That's for me. But the ambiance is something that you can't reproduce. So here we are moving forward and progressing fantastically with the COVID fight. We have the vaccine rollout. We have governors, you know, slowly starting to loosen up guidelines. We have, you know, people starting to get excited. And, of course, health officials are going to have to say, guys, slow your roll. Okay? You'll still need to wear masks. You'll still need to social distance. We don't want COVID coming back. And I get that. You make so much progress. And then all of a sudden, you know, people go out and party or whatever, and then we're back again. So I get their caution, but I think public officials need to be very, very careful about giving the public the idea and the sense that they are going to keep businesses open by, let's say, ordering from them online or doing takeout. You know, what's interesting with Walmart's, I saved a lot of money ordering on Amazon, but ordering online from Walmart, because every time I would walk into Walmart needing toilet paper or needing toothpaste, thinking I'm only going to be spending, you know, less than $20, I walk out of there spending $200 because you see the blankets or you see the extra towels or you see the poo-poo powder for the cats. You're like, oh, I need that. I need that. And then I come home and I'm like, I got three boxes of poo-poo powder. I didn't need to buy a whole other box. And so the retail stores suggest a sell. How many times have you gone in, try to get a suit or a dress, and somebody comes up saying, you'll look good in this. You'll look good in this. And I'm like, really? You think I look good? Oh, yeah. And I fall for it all the time. To go, oh, my gosh, this with your curves, oh, you'll look so good. You'll look so, you know. I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I walk out there going, why did I buy this? So these places need to suggest a sell, because you buying the one item and, you know, or you buying that one dish doesn't cut it. So I'm just here to open with, you know, talk to your local restaurant. You know, I've talked to managers, I've talked to servers, and, you know, I said, look, you know, we're ordering out. Does it help you more if we come in? You know, or are we taking up a spot? Or they're like, no, come in. You know, the price, you spend more coming. Now, some of you are like, well, I don't want to spend more. I want to save money. And, you know, I save money not walking into a Walmart. I save money ordering from Amazon. I only buy what I need. But the concept that what we're doing now is keeping companies afloat, it's not. These companies are on the verge of dying. Most companies that are open are screwed. Now, hopefully the PPP money coming out, which we talked about, that the Biden administration and Congress is passing. Actually, I think the next round of PPP money has already started to come out. That helps companies stay afloat, but it only helps them stay afloat for another month or two. We have been down for almost a year. And actually, business dropped back in February. So I appreciate what, you know, a lot of the public officials are doing. Dr. Fauci's right. When you go to a restaurant, people's masks are off. People are talking. You could get exposed. But I think the economy is waiting for vaccinated people to get out there. If we have half our country vaccinated, hopefully, you know, within the first 100 days of Biden's administration, then that means we have people that could be out there spending money, going to movies. So it's just, you know, take everything that you hear kind of with a grain of salt and kind of do your own research. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to MySolarBackup.com today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many schools still in the United States are closed. Where I live, we're going to open up, I believe, up into the third grade, K through 3. We're going to open up March 1st. It's taken a year since schools closed. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But a new study has found that teachers may be more important drivers of COVID-19 transmission in schools than the students. Now, if you remember, the reason why schools closed down is because there were reports that kids could transmit COVID to each other and transmit it to the teachers, and that kids could harbor them and become the Trojan horse. So, of course, teachers are scared. I get that. I understand why schools temporarily closed. Temporarily. I don't understand why they're still closed. Well, I understand what's going on, but I think it could have been handled differently. But where's the science? Everybody says trust the science. Well, here's one piece of science. A paper released today by the CDC looked at 9 COVID-19 transmission clusters in elementary schools in the Atlanta suburb of Marietta in December and January. That included one cluster where 16 teachers, students, and relatives of students at home were infected. In only one of the 9 clusters was a student clearly the first documented case, while a teacher was the first documented case in 4 clusters. In another 4, the first case was unclear. Of the 9 clusters, 8 involved probable teacher-to-student transmission. 2 clusters saw teachers infect each other during in-person meetings or lunches, with the teacher then infecting other students. So authors wrote educators were central to in-school transmission networks. So basically what they're doing is they're looking, okay, we had a little COVID cluster. We don't like to use the term outbreak unless it's, I guess, more people, but we had a little cluster here. I know it sounds like a cluster. Cluster here, who started it? Who was sick first? Who gave who which virus? And so they found that it wasn't always the kids that brought the COVID in. It could have been the parents. It could have been the teachers. Or the teachers giving it to other teachers. So these findings line up with studies from the UK that found teacher to teacher was the most common type of school transmission there. A German study found that in-school transmission rates were 3 times higher when the first documented case was a teacher and not a student. Some American districts, school have had to go all virtual because so many teachers have been exposed to the virus. Now, other research has suggested that there's low transmission of viruses in schools and that they should reopen for in-person instruction. Joe Biden's administration has been trying to get schools to reopen. Now, the Marietta district in Atlanta is 8,700 students, and they have been offering in-person classes since the fall. Superintendent Grant Rivera said more than 90% of elementary students did come back in person. All of the Marietta clusters also involve less than ideal physical distancing, with students often less than 3 feet apart through plastic dividers that were placed on desks. They said physical distancing of greater than 6 feet was not possible because of the high number of in-person students and classroom layouts. Guys, some of the classrooms in my neck of the woods, some kids were sitting on the floor when they didn't have a desk. I mean, they crammed 30 people into a room, plus a teacher. They said in 7 cases, transmission may have taken place during small group instruction sessions where teachers were close to the students. The author said they observed students wearing masks. Interviews found that inadequate mask use by students could have contributed to the spread of infection in 5 clusters. So the CDC advised that schools need to pursue multifaceted strategies to prevent the spread of the virus, include cutting down on teacher-to-teacher meetings, making sure masks are worn correctly, increasing physical distancing, especially during meal times when people can't wear masks. So I guess open up the gym. You know, the lunchroom. You know what? I got to tell you, though, the lunchroom and the staggered lunches, lunchrooms are usually pretty big. So Superintendent Rivera said that the school district reengineered instruction in elementary classrooms, making sure students and teachers spend fewer than 15 minutes at a time huddled in small groups, and that children are spaced out when they gather on rugs for reading or other activities. Apparently, the district has been using Fridays not for class time but for teacher collaboration. Now the district is encouraging teachers to stay separate. He also said chairs have been removed from teacher workrooms, copy machines have in some cases been moved to other places, and that teachers who plan to eat with a colleague have been told they must eat outdoors. So they are still struggling, and it looks like trying to keep teachers away from teachers. But what about students and meal times? So students have been kept in classes to limit movement and interaction. Classes are being encouraged to eat outdoors, with some especially full classrooms going to larger spaces like cafeterias, gyms, auditoriums. So, you know, school is halfway right now. I mean, if some kids are getting off on Friday, or some kids are doing the hybrid and they're virtual, okay, mind you, they're just not learning the way they used to, which is something else that's being talked about now, is people want to make medical school quicker, less years, fewer years. You know, do kids need the, you know, well, let's all do group projects and let's all do arts and crafts together. You know, I'm a little torn on that because my childhood, and I went to 12 schools. So I was in multiple different school districts, and I loved working with other kids. I hated just sitting there listening to the teacher. I didn't learn that way. I learned hands-on. You have a lot of kids that learn that way. They can't just memorize stuff for a test. Even though I did well on those tests, working on projects and making, I think we made a store. That was one of my favorite projects as a kid. We had to make a product. Then we had to sell the product, to market the product. It was fantastic because I love business. I loved that as a kid. I thought that was so much fun. And, you know, they were trying to get us, they were trying to have us do kind of grown-up things. And the group setting is fantastic. Not to mention, PE was a little rough, but I didn't like dodgeball, where you're sitting away from other people. I liked volleyball better. I liked basketball. I liked flag football. So, we're going to be redefining how we teach kids. And again, we're doing all of this for coronavirus. The question lies, why didn't we do this during flu? So it was okay for kids to get the flu. Now, apparently society has moved on beautifully with flu and other things out there. But with coronavirus, now we have to have plastic. We have to. That's why I don't think it's going to go away. When you see school districts spend this kind of money on dividers and more open space, and I don't see them during next cough and cold season it going away. I just don't. So kids these days are going to be in little cubicles. They're going to be told that they can't go near each other. What does that do to a kid? I remember having to square dance. I hated it. Square dance, you had to do-si-do with your partner. You had to hold hands. And I didn't want to hold hands. I remember I didn't want to hold hands with kids that I didn't like. It was weird. And I didn't like it. Nobody did. And then somebody would accuse somebody of having hand warts. And, oh, my gosh, you got warts because you held his hand. And, But I got to admit, the act of square dancing was fun. Do-si-do your partner, that, and it was good exercise, and it was, I don't know, we grew up in Arizona, so we had to learn how to square dance. I mean, I wish they taught me how to line dance. Line dancing, that I had to learn as an adult, and that was humbling to learn how to line dance. I wish they taught kids how to line dance, that'd be cool. But we have, when you grow up, you need that closeness. You need that, okay, let's come into a circle here and let's, kids need to know that they're a part of a group. They're a part of a unit. They also need to learn how to work with each other. They need to learn how to sit next to each other without putting their hands on each other or biting each other. We're animals, at our core. So we have to learn some of the sociological norms. So I don't know how that's going to go, but we do have science showing that teachers are more of the issue when it comes to COVID spread than the kids, which is kind of shocking because you would think the kids would be more slurpy and sneezy and all that. So, my question is when do teachers in these school districts that are still closed, what is it going to take for them to feel comfortable to go back? And then, how do they argue that they can't come back while COVID's still out there when other schools are already open? My son goes to a private school, Catholic school. They have lunch. My son does virtual, but the in-person kids, they sit at their desk. They're separated. They have a lunch there. Lack of social interactions, which is frustrating for a teenager. But Catholic schools have been doing it this whole time. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. 1-877-362-3254.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the House will be working on the newest stimulus bill later this week.
Democrats will not wait to move forward with the American Rescue Plan and taking the next important step in getting our country back to normal.
Schumer saying they would prefer to move forward with bipartisan support, but most Republicans are not happy with the $2 trillion price tag. The hearings are continuing on Capitol Hill to fill President Biden's cabinet. Former California Attorney General Javier Becerra is Biden's pick to lead the Health and Human Services. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is no fan of Becerra.
Mr. Becerra has no particular experience or expertise in health. His chief passion project in California seemed to be using the force of the government to attack Americans' religious liberty.
USA Radio News. President Biden is changing the main U.S. coronavirus aid program for small businesses. The changes take effect on Wednesday. Bill Lowe is the CEO of Texas Brand Bank. He tells USA Radio News some of the major changes.
Well, there's been several changes. I think the primary two that I saw, there's several, but the primary two is that beginning Wednesday, only businesses with 20 or further employees can apply for the next 2 weeks. Clearly, that's pointed at, you know, encouraging truly, truly small businesses to sign up for the program. The other main change that I noticed on the press release was that there's $1 billion set aside specifically, essentially for sole proprietorships or self-employed people.
Some Alabama Amazon workers are getting support from actor Danny Glover. The visit happened yesterday as the employees are in the process of casting ballots on whether to unionize. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Michael wants to know, how long do COVID symptoms last? He's been having issues with his taste, with his smell, and we've talked about long COVID. Long COVID is where you have prolonged symptoms of cough, fatigue. It could be any of them. Don't have to be all of them. Brain fog, muscle aches, loss of smell, loss of taste. I think Gwyneth Paltrow, excuse me, had been dealing with long COVID. with her. She's been avoiding alcohol, avoiding sugar. She's been, she was, I think, promoting supplements that her doctor gave. There was like a certain brand. She said, I had COVID-19 early on, left me with some long-term fatigue, a brain fog. In January, I had some tests done that showed really high levels of inflammation in my body. So I turned to one of the smartest experts I know in this space, the functional medicine practitioner, Dr. Will Cole. After he saw all my labs, he explained that this was a case where the road to healing was going to be longer than usual. So, you know, symptoms of long COVID include the chronic cough, fatigue, loose teeth, hair loss, depression, anxiety, fever, brain fog, poor concentration, memory loss, chest pain, shortness of breath, joint pain, body aches, loss of taste, a strange taste in the mouth, testicular pain. Some people have testicular pain, loss of appetite, digestive issues, smell issues, heart abnormalities, lung injury, kidney issues, blood clots, hiccups. We've even seen people have hiccups, ringing in the ear, double vision, hallucinations. Why? People are going, why? Well, because the virus, you know, will affect the brain. The virus could affect the salivary glands, maybe causing dry mouth. The virus we saw caused eye nodules. In France, researchers reported eye nodules seen on MRIs for people who have been treated with COVID. So COVID symptoms that are, quote, long are those that are already going into their third month. Researchers at the Radboud University Medical Center in the Netherlands reported patients having symptoms extending past 3 months. They said, our results stated a substantial portion of patients still experience severe problems in various health domains 3 months after COVID-19. And it doesn't necessarily have to be COVID-19 where people were in the hospital. It could be mild COVID-19. So smell seems to bother people a lot. We've had people for months lose a sense of smell. Doctors aren't sure exactly what could be going on, except that maybe, you know, the olfactory issues related to the virus are temporary. They think you will improve on your own. But there have been some reports that the loss of smell went on for 6 months. Some doctors say that they've seen actually a full year of loss of smell. So what do? How do you try to get your smell back? There's not really a lot. We don't know if you can, like, take extra vitamin C and if it'll make it go away. We don't have a lot of studies on what you could do to get your symptoms and your function back. I would expect you having a strong immune system, you being able to fight off any residual virus, because I do think the virus sits out and hangs out a little longer, which is why we get the inflammation near our cranial nerves, such as the olfactory nerve. Some ENTs suggest having you do olfactory rehab, where twice daily you choose two or three scented things like lavender or jars of fragrances, smell them for 2 to 3 minutes. If you smell something great, he says, if not, no problem, try again. Concentrating hard on picturing the lavender, a beautiful purple bloom, he said you have to preserve. This is Dr. Vandersteen. Dr. Claire Vandersteen. She is at the Face and Neck University of Nice, France. And she says losing the sense of smell could be more of an inconvenience. But, you know, if you can't smell smoke or grass leak, that's a problem. And so, you know, researchers are now maybe like working with perfumers and nearby fragrance manufacturers to see if they could come up with ways to test somebody's olfactory impairment. I mean, you know, here's my thing. I got cats and dogs. So unfortunately, you know, smelling potty and throw up or whatever these animals do, I have a very high tolerance for bad smell because I'm around so many animals all the time. So you just got to get used to it. Whereas, you know, so it has to be a smell. You can't be like, you know, if you're a mom dealing with, you know, your baby's diaper, you can't try to smell the baby's diaper. I would say get something that you're not used to smelling, that the body isn't used to. And again, you know, you don't have to buy stuff. You got spices. in the cabinet. That's something too. A lot of us don't know what our baseline is. So you might have to also test your baseline. So, you know, when it comes to long COVID symptoms, you know, one is you want to still be in touch with your doctor. Two is you want to, again, try not to get COVID. That's ideal. You know, but three is to try to work on what you're losing, sort of rehab. You know, when we do rehab and we talk about rehab, people are like, oh man, you know, rehab, I'm not on drugs. And I, you know, rehabilitation is for anything. You get into a car accident and you're afraid to get into a car. You kind of rehab to get back into that car. When you go on a diet and you try to avoid sugar and you try to avoid bad food, you're kind of going through rehab of retraining your body to not eat certain things. When you exercise and you try to get into conditioning, that's rehab. So pulmonary rehab, let's say you don't get good lung function. Let's say you're like, you know what, I still don't feel like I get a good deep breath. Then fine, buy some balloons and I want you to blow up the balloons. Every hour, blow up a balloon. Not till it pops. Blow it up good. All right? When you get tired and, you know, measure it, post a picture. But if you keep doing that a few times a day and then every day, you start to see that you could be expanding. Taking deep breaths, holding your breath, you know, maybe trying to swim underwater a little bit. I mean, you know, hopefully in your own pool because I don't want you out there in the lake. But doing things that causes you to stretch a little bit more. For the lungs, in terms of your joints, all right, I want you to walk. You know, if your joints are still achy, you know, maybe in a hot tub or in a hot bath or in a hot shower, try to loosen them up. You know, in terms of fatigue, my thing with that is I've caught a lot of people where they didn't have COVID as their cause of fatigue. They were tired. They got tested for COVID. They were COVID positive, but their fatigue was actually mono. Or they were anemic, or they had low thyroid. So with fatigue, I would definitely recommend getting yourself seen and, you know, make sure that the fatigue isn't from something else. Such as with you losing your hair. You know, if you're losing your hair, why is that? Is it because of the stress of the virus? Is it because the virus is attacking the hair follicles? But people have been reporting hair loss. So I would probably recommend, one, you know, get that looked at and make sure your thyroid gets checked, etc. But, and being sick, yeah, I mean, when people suffer from, you know, diabetes or cancer and things like that, you know, they might lose their hair not because of the agents they're on or the medications they're on, but because of the stress. So, you know, don't be surprised if you lose some hair, but if the hair continues to be lost, you might need to get your testosterone checked or some of your other hormones checked. The depression, the anxiety, that's tough to rehab through. That's why we recommend therapists to help walk you through the depression and anxiety. In terms of the brain fog, you're going to have to do memory tests and memory games. You know, there's a lot of different memory games online, but, you know, maybe what you could do is you could, you know, try to relearn certain words or, you know, try to memorize a shopping list and try to force yourself to do that. But it does. It takes rehab. It takes work. Great question, guys. Keep the questions coming. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're looking to open up, ease restrictions, get the kids back to school, we're looking at a new variant in California that we're being told might be increasingly dangerous. And all eyes are also on Mexico, as Mexico borders us. And we were told a few days ago that their cases and deaths are rising. Well, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Tuesday that his country is doing better than the U.S. in dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. Even though Mexico's per capita death rate is higher, And the country has vaccinated less than 1% of their population, according to the AP News. In fact, I think they're bringing in the Sputnik vaccine from Russia to vaccinate their citizens. So Lopez Obrador said Tuesday that comparing countries isn't bad taste, but went on to say the most powerful nation on earth, our neighbor, did worse than us. Now, the Mexican government's, quote, estimated death toll, they said, from COVID-19 is about 201,000, whereas the United States' death toll is around 500,000. However, our population is 2.6 times larger. So technically, you know, it seems comparable in a way, but I'm looking right now at Worldometers. You know, with Mexico, they have they're clocking about 2 million cases as opposed to USA's 28 million cases, and they have, like they said, about 200,000 deaths. Worldometers has them at 180,000. Let me see if we have some updated information here. It bothers me that every site has different numbers. But with Mexico, they seem to still be rising in terms of cases. Apparently, we're being told that in the last few hours, they've had 429 new deaths. So they're still dealing with higher death rates. In fact, the USA has clocked in, since the latest report, 682 more deaths, India 96, Russia 417, the UK 548. So these are people dying of COVID. Spain 443, Italy 356, Turkey 75, Germany 218. So again, until the COVID death rates drop, and we're still seeing across the board people have COVID-related deaths, we aren't still out of the woods. But, of course, we watch very, very closely what's happening in Mexico because we might be opening up the borders again. And if we're trying to limit our COVID exposure and our COVID numbers, we need to know what's happening in the country next to us, countries next to us. So the Mexican leader invited Argentine President Alberto Fernandez on stage at his daily morning press conference. And the Argentine leader proposed that vaccine companies be forced to cede intellectual property rights and allow anyone to manufacture their shots. So they want to propose at the G20 the need to declare COVID-19 vaccines as global goods so that they cede their intellectual property rights and all countries can freely produce them. Now, Mexico is trying to beef up its supply of Pfizer vaccines with Russia and Chinese shots. Late Monday, the country received their first shipment of 200,000 doses of the Russian Sputnik V vaccines. Now, Mexico has had, as we just discussed, 2 million tests confirmed coronavirus cases. But remember, they are not testing that many. They aren't testing like we are. You know, to go back to work, people have to be tested. Well, in Mexico, they're like, well, we don't have enough tests. Just, you know, if you've done your 10 days or 14 days, you could come back. So, again, I can't look at cases. I have to look at hospitalization and deaths. So if they've had less than 1% of their population vaccinated, we still need to be very, very careful about how we approach, you know, travel and commerce and things like that. With the UK, they've been talking about passports. People have asked, you know, what's going to happen by the summer? You know, what if you didn't get the vaccine and you have a trip planned or some travel planned? And, you know, we had a trip, we talked about this, we had a trip planned for the Caribbean where it was so cheap, where we fly down there, which was cheap, we get a sailboat that had bathrooms and beds. I mean, not the biggest, but still enough where we could camp out on the sailboat and island hop the British Virgin Islands, and really inexpensive, get the kids out there snorkeling, exercising, scuba diving. We were going with another family, but the hotel that we were going to stay at before we jumped on the boat said, look, you got to quarantine for 5 days, and if you're positive, you're quarantining for 14. Not to mention, to get back to the United States, you'd have to test negative for COVID, and the chance that one of us in the two families trigger that test to be positive, there's no guarantee that we'll be able to get back to the country. So we canceled. We canceled the trip. So a lot of us are canceling our trips, and we're hoping that our COVID vaccine will allow us to travel, but that's not what the reality is. The reality is these travel advisories are all right now wrapped around if you're positive or not. Now, that'll change. Eventually, they'll say, look, we need to see your COVID passport. We need to know that you've been vaccinated or not. And, you know, the NHS and the UK is starting to kind of mull over that. But, you know, because we have to be really, really careful about discriminating against people and saying, look, you don't get the vaccine, then you don't get to travel. Well, there's a lot of people that are, you know, fearful, or they might have religious exemptions, or they, you know, might not want to get it. Is it constitutional for us to force it? That's a debate that we've had on this show before. So currently, travel is going to be all around, well, are you positive for a coronavirus? Eventually, when I guess people are convinced that many of the variants aren't as lethal, they might say, okay, as long as you've been vaccinated. But right now, it's all about testing positive. And I really think there's a lot of people out there that trigger that test to be positive. Or they were positive at one time, and they still continue to trigger the test to be positive. And I just think it's too risky. I want people to travel. I want people to enjoy, you know, their vacation plans. I want people to come to Vegas because, you know, my town is dying. We need help out here. But, it's the concept of bringing virus in that they're trying to avoid. So, now, California. So, there is a California coronavirus strain that the LA Times is calling the devil, saying the devil is already here. Now, this variant emerged in mid-2020. Now, remember, California was not as hard hit as New York was in the beginning. Then, all of a sudden, California cases soared. Hospitals were overwhelmed. And they believe that California created their own strain accidentally. And it spread more easily than its predecessors. It also evaded antibodies generated by the COVID-19 vaccines, they say, or prior infection. And so in a study, scientists at UCSF San Francisco said the cluster of mutations that characterizes the homegrown strain should mark it as a, quote, variant of concern on par with those from the UK, South Africa, and Brazil. Dr. Charles Chu, who led the team, said the devil is already here. Now, the new variant is called B1427, B1429. And Californians have been bracing for the UK variant, the B117, but they, the California strain currently is already a beast. So, you know, we have been told that our vaccine should work against the UK variant. We think they'll provide some protection against the Brazilian and the South African variant. And then new evidence is showing that the California variant can make people sicker and vaccines less effective. And they don't want it to prevent people from getting the vaccine. So they're still recommending that even though people have the vaccine, they still social distance, mask, all that. So over the 5 months starting on September 1, this California strain, that's also been referred to as 20CL452R, rose from complete obscurity to account for more than 50% of all coronavirus samples that were subjected to genetic analysis in the state. Compared with strains that were more prominent in the fall, the new strain had enhanced ability to spread. And since many people were hospitalized, we don't know if it was more severe. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.